CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at work on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to it. 6:07 on the 7th of April. On today's show, I'm catching up with Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania to give us an update on how things are going with blood donations. Matt Grice from One Agency Burnie is going to join me as well to talk about the Easter egg hunt that's happening on Saturday at Burnie Park. More on dog cloning as well during the dog news. That'll be exciting. Who dat? We're playing with Leonardo DiCaprio today, just after 6:30. You've got to spot Leonardo DiCaprio from a lineup of three audio clips. And we're also speaking about weird diets after Mark Wahlberg apparently drank glasses of olive oil to put on weight for his new role in Father Stu. So that's all coming up here on the Adam and Ari for Breakfast program. Stay with us for it.
Adam and Ari for Breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
That's Vance Joy, Missing Piece on CFM. We're about to click over to 6:15. Who dat coming up very shortly. You've got to spot Leonardo DiCaprio from a lineup of three. And if you're correct, you go in the draw for a $50 FPOS gift card. Thanks to Burnie First National Real Estate Agents Jenny and Andrew Miles. First, we're talking about this. Mark Wahlberg apparently drank glasses of olive oil to gain weight for a new role in Father Stu.
I wasn't eating anything that you would think, oh my God, I could sit on the couch and eat ice cream and, you know, pizzas and Cinnabons. It was, you know, a dozen eggs and a dozen pieces of bacon, two baked potatoes, a porterhouse steak, two bowls of white rice, and a glass of olive oil. But none of it was fun. There's nothing worse than when you're full from the last meal and you have to eat again.
And we're asking on the Facebook page today at CFM Tasmania, or you can call me 1300 655 922. Have you ever tried a diet, especially an odd diet? I know keto is very popular right now where people eat mostly fat and that helps you burn fat. I know my dad tried that. He's a bit of a runner and I know his running times actually increased. So he was running slower because of the keto diet. He had less energy, so it didn't work for him, but some people swear by it. I did try a high-fat diet one time, and, you know, I put on weight. And I also did try an all-liquid grind-up shakes sort of diet, the kind of thing that Shane Warne was doing just before he died. I tried that once too, and when I finally did eat a solid piece of food at the end of it, I felt high. I felt high on food. I felt fantastic. It's like, oh my God, food. But let us know at CFM Tasmania. Have you ever tried a weird diet? There's a fella that's taken to the web, TikTok, to teach people how to cook a healthier version of bacon. Now, what he does is he puts foil at the bottom of the oven and he dangles the bacon off the oven rack in the middle of the oven.
Right, guys, apparently there's a new way to cook bacon. Have a look at this. Get your foil on the bottom shelf. You want to get yourself a long skewer like this and pop it straight through the bacon so you can lift it up like this. And all you want to do is put your skewer over the rails and let your bacon hang and cook in the oven. Let's give it a try. As you can see, all the fat's just dripping off it, making this bacon even healthier. Just look how much fat is coming off it. Wow. Looks like they're cooked. Let's get it out. Oh, wow, look at that. And let's get them on some bread. Just pop them off and stick them on. Look at that. It's like picking fruit.
Don't know about this one because, oh God, it would be difficult to clean the oven rack that he's dangled them off. Also, by the look of the picture, it crispies up the top of the bacon that's facing the top of the oven and the bottom is the opposite. It's less crispy. So I don't know about this one, but do you try any weird diets yourself at CFM Tasmania or call me 1300 655 922? Let's hear your weird diet.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
We're talking about weird diets after Mark Wahlberg revealed he was drinking glasses of oil to gain weight for a movie role. There's the self-help guru Jordan Peterson. He swears by an all-meat diet. He eats nothing but steak.
I am not a dietary expert, so I'm now speaking as an uninformed citizen.
Yes.
I've been on a pure carnivore diet. I eat beef and salt and water. That's it.
And he claims it's cleared up his gum disease and his anxiety and everything in between. But I've heard of everything from people eating dirt to cotton bowls. You know, there's. I've heard of other people drinking different types of oil to try and lose weight. But Alex has written in to the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania with a very good point. Given the thousands of gimmicky diets out there, my weird diet is healthy food and exercise. Try that one, people. You can't go wrong with the classics, can you? Just some healthy food and the exercise is very important. A lot of people try the gimmicky diets and they don't exercise. They think they'll just lose the weight sitting there. Kalia said, vegetable soup diet. Everyone at work was on it and I was feeling competitive, so made the soup and lasted about 7 days. They can be difficult, especially when you're only eating one thing. You're going to get bored. You've got to go for some kind of diet that's that you're going to maintain for the long run. You really got to change your habits for the long run. It's not easy. It's definitely not easy. I'm not any better at it than anyone else. But keep them coming in at CFM Tasmania, or you can call me 1300 655 922. Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
All right, for your chance to go into the draw for a $50 FPOS gift card, thanks to Bernie First National Real Estate Agents Jenna and Andrew Miles, going the extra miles. You call me at 1300 655 922 and you tell me which of the following three clips is Leonardo DiCaprio. I've got three clips, but only one is Leo. The other two are not Leo. A, B or C, which is Leonardo DiCaprio at 1300 655 922? Here's clip A.
I look at being an actor as an incredible opportunity. I think that it's almost like winning the lottery.
Here's clip B.
He loved talking about disruption. That's one of the favorite words in Silicon Valley.
And here's clip C.
When I'm acting, I get so focused that I'm only paying attention to one thing.
A, B or C. Which one's Leonardo DiCaprio? Here they are again. Here's A.
I look at being an actor as an incredible opportunity. I think that it's almost like winning the lottery.
Here's B.
He loved talking about disruption. That's one of the favorite words in Silicon Valley.
Here's C.
When I'm acting, I get so focused that I'm only paying attention to one thing.
1300 655 922. Call me and tell me which of those three clips is Leonardo DiCaprio to be in the draw to win.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
Oh my God, this man is my exact double.
Who dat? Who dat?
Who dat? I can't tell the difference.
Mel, mysterious Mel, how are you this morning?
Good. Cold. It's cold.
It is a bit chilly this morning, but it's supposed to be a sunny day, so it should get better. Top of 19.
Great.
Mysterious Mel, today we're talking about weird diets. You ever try a weird diet?
No, but my parents did once. They went on a grapefruit juice diet.
Right. So what does that mean? They only drank grapefruit
juice?
That
would sort of go with you and your poo talk yesterday.
Is that what happened?
Yeah. It must make your bowels work quite well. So
right.
You're losing weight when you're pooping.
How does
it? Yeah, it works really well. Really well. You're not allowed to stay on it too long.
Yeah.
You're losing like 10, 15 kilos in like 3 weeks or something.
Right.
And you're only allowed to do a couple, maybe twice or something in a row, and you've got a big break. You're not allowed to do it too often.
Yeah, and so does it work? Yeah. Does it work?
It does work. It works well, but it tastes terrible.
Yeah, and you only drink grapefruit juice. That's it. Nothing else.
No, of course not. You've got to cut out a lot of. You eat a lot of everything that you'd eat every day, but you've got to cut out a lot of sugars and things like that.
Right.
But in saying that, it's just sugar out of your tea. You can substitute with sugarines and things like that. But you still eat good food, but you've just got to drink a lot of grapefruit juice.
Okay, that's an interesting one. All right.
Yeah.
All right, you tell me which of the following three clips is Leonardo DiCaprio. We've got A.
I look at being an actor as an incredible opportunity. I think that it's almost like winning the lottery.
There's B.
He loved talking about disruption. That's one of the favorite words in Silicon Valley.
And there's C.
When I'm acting, I get so focused that I'm only paying attention to one thing.
Which one's Leo, Mel?
I'm going to go with A.
I look at being an actor as an incredible opportunity. I think that it's almost like winning the lottery.
That's E. That is Leo. Nice work.
Yay.
Mel. The other two were both Joseph Gordon-Levitt, but that one was Leonardo DiCaprio. You're in the draw for the $50 FPOS gift card, thanks to Bernie First National Real Estate Agents Jenna and Andrew Miles. Good on you, Mel. Great work.
Thank you.
Today in history, thing that happened
thousands of years ago.
Today, the 7th of April, we're going to have a look at it. We're going to have a look back in history on this day, the 7th of April. It was on this day in 1948 that the World Health Organization was set up in Geneva.
Within the framework of the United Nations, a new organization exists to promote the welfare of all people. The World Health Organization. How long does it take before a potential epidemic can be detected? From one continent to another. Only a few hours flying time. But cholera takes longer to show itself. And yellow fever, 3 to 6 days. And the incubation period of smallpox, from 7 to 16 days. Passengers in a modern plane look perfectly healthy. They are, But how do we know? That little girl, when she got the doll, did she receive germs as well?
They are healthy, but how do we know? Good point. On this day in 1977, The Clash released their very first album. It was self-titled. On this day in 1985, Wham became the first ever Western band to play in China. An appropriate song, probably. On this day in 2014, Pharrell Williams' hit single Happy became the equal longest running number one song this century, equal with Eminem's Lose Yourself, when it returned to the ARIA chart for a third run at number one and its 12th week at the top. I reckon Glass Animals Heat Waves would be a close contender at this point. It's still number one in our charts and it's been around for, oh, God knows how long, over a year. So, I mean, that one might be a fierce contender to knock this off the perch as the top song at number one. On this day in 2015, Don McLean's original lyrics to his hit American Pie were auctioned in New York for $1.2 million to an anonymous buyer. I started singing bye-bye, Miss American Pie. That's history. This is CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now in the car on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. We're about to click over to 7:09. Welcome to Thursday. Coming up this hour, I'm going to speak to Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania about donating blood. That'll be before 8 o'clock. Word Sanger's on the way as well. It's your chance to go into the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Dog news is on the way. More about dog cloning in today's dog news. And today we're also speaking on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania, or you can call 1-300-655-922 about weird diets after Mark Wahlberg revealed that he was drinking glasses of oil to put on weight for his role in Father Stew. We've been talking about weird diets this morning. I have a great one to tell you about that was left on the Facebook page by Jess. Her grandma that lived to be till her mid-90s shared a certain bread and butter diet that she used to eat. She shared that with Jess, and Jess has shared that with us. So we'll talk about that next. Get your calls and comments in about weird diets. We'll get to them next. 1-300-655-922 or at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. This is Robin Schultz on CFM. Morning.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
That's Robin Schultz on CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast today at 1-300-655-922 and on Facebook at CFM Tasmania. We're discussing strange diets after Mark Wahlberg revealed he was drinking glasses of olive oil to gain weight for a new movie role. Jess has commented saying, several years ago, my gran passed away in her mid-90s, and she told me as a young woman she had followed the bread and butter diet, which was essentially several days or weeks in a row of just that, bread and butter. The diet was apparently posted in the Sunday Times back in 1937, and the excerpt that Jess has given us on the Facebook is, your breakfast consists of half a pint of milk with two slices of bread and butter. At noon, bread with butter. At 4 o'clock, bread and butter with one cup of tea, which can be sweetened with one lump of sugar. At 7 o'clock, bread and butter again with milk or pure tomato juice as preferred. And on retiring, bread with butter. Between meals, you can drink as much cold water as you like. Fresh butter is suggested rather than salt. There's an interesting one from the past. And Jess said her gran did live to be till her mid-90s. I look at that diet and I think, think of the money you'd save just buying bread and butter and milk, essentially. I'm thinking of the cash there that you'd save. I do have Naomi on the line at 1-300-655-922. Naomi, you've got a diet tip?
Well, not on purpose, and I'm not sure whether you could call it a proper diet, but I wouldn't recommend it.
Okay. Yeah.
It's what? Pregnancy.
Pregnancy as a diet?
Yeah.
Is that because the baby eats all your food in there?
No, I had that sickness with both of the kids. Oh, I can't think of how to pronounce it. Where you're just always sick all the time, and anything you do eat, it just comes up, and yeah.
Right.
And you can't eat, and you can't. Yeah, you just sick the whole pregnancy, and with maybe I lost heaps of weight, and with Harry I lost like 20 kilos.
Yeah, okay, so you're recommending getting pregnant because it makes you sick, and so anything, you can eat whatever you want because you'll sick it back up.
Well, not always. Sometimes you just can't be bothered eating because, you know, it's going to come back up.
Yeah, okay. Well, there you go. There's an interesting diet tip from Naomi.
You can't eat the bad foods because, you know,
yeah,
there's no point because you're not going to enjoy it anyway.
Yeah, okay. Well, there we go. Thanks for the diet advice, Naomi. Appreciate it.
Maybe you should try that one, Adam.
I'll do my best. I'll see what I can do.
Bye.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtas.com.au.
Dog news time. A woman who spent $50,000 cloning her dead dog is one of a growing number of pet owners investing in identical versions of their beloved animals. Francesca Geertzman from Florida was devastated after her dog Osa passed away from canine cognitive disorder, which is often called dog dementia, back in 2019. Unable to say goodbye, she contacted a company specialising in pet cloning and just 18 months later was presented with three genetically identical clones of Osa, grown from cells taken from behind the ear of her original dog shortly before her death. She said, "The thought of losing such an amazing dog was so unthinkable to me, I decided to revisit the idea of cloning only a few months before she died." Francesca explained that as a super mutt of five different breeds, she knew it would be hard to find a similar dog bred naturally. "I'm so happy they are identical to my Osa in appearance," she said of her three new pets, Osana, Osaki and Osani. Our girls, the three dogs, do you think they know which one's being called when she goes, "Osaki"? Do you think they all three come because they all sound the same? Osana, Osaki, Osani? I think all three dogs would come when you called them. "Our girls are a joy," she said. "They are Osa and more to me now. I must admit, three clones turned out to be more work and stress than I had planned for, but ultimately it was a blessing." According to the BBC, as we heard the other day, pet cloning has been growing in popularity in recent years, with one company reporting that it's cloned hundreds of pets for clients since it opened in 2015. The process is pricey, costing $30,000 for a cat to $50,000 for a dog, and even up to $85,000 for a horse if you want to clone your horse. It's also controversial. Animal rights activists are critical of the process, citing studies that suggest cloned animals may be more prone to disease, with an average success rate of only around 20%. There's so much more to an animal than their DNA, and cloned animals will inevitably have different life experiences, resulting in animals with different personalities, RSPCA animal welfare expert Dr. Penny Hawkins told the BBC. "We'd recommend anyone looking for a new pet to become part of their family to adopt one of the thousands of animals in rescue centres looking for their forever home." In spite of the controversy, Francesca says that her new dogs are worth every penny of the $50,000 she spent, but she's warned others considering cloning their own pets to be aware that aside from physical similarities, the clones will not be a reincarnation of your former pet. "They are, of course, different from Osa in many ways," she said, "but when you least expect it, a little mannerism you had forgotten about shows up." Very interesting. Very interesting. I'd only consider it just because I'd be curious about how similar they are to the original dog, you know, in a whole sort of nature versus nurture sort of curiosity study. But it's so pricey, and yeah, there's plenty of dogs in rescue centres that need rescuing. Maybe it's better to go for one of them, but God, it would be interesting to see how similar they are based on DNA versus based on nurture. But all's well that ends well. That's dog news.
"No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. Dog, dog. No, I just want a dog. I just want a dog. I just want a dog. A dog, dog. And I want my dog to be in films."
Word Sanger.
Something.
All right, our word machine Theo is in position with his little bow tie because he's a supreme gentleman and a machine. He's going to give you two words. You've got to guess the word that goes in the middle of the two words to make up the word Sanger. If you're correct, you go in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants in Shearwater. Open 7 days. All right, Theo, our word machine, has got our words. What are they, Theo?
Your words for today are liquid and Coke.
Oh, liquid something. Something Coke. What's the something in the middle is what we're looking for at 1-300-655-922. Liquid something, something Coke. What's that something? 1-300-655-922 if you know.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
We're smack bang in the middle of a game of Word Sanger.
Word Sanger.
Something.
Indiana from La Trobe is on to play Word Sanger. Indiana, I'll give you the clue again and you tell me what word goes in the middle. Theo will give you the words.
Your words for today are liquid and Coke.
All right, Indiana, what's the middle word?
Is it diet?
The word for my sanger is diet. Liquid diet. Diet Coke.
It is, Indiana. Congratulations. You are correct. You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Niche Plants Shearwater.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 101.7 CFM.
With me on the phone is Melanie from Lifeblood Tasmania. We're going to talk about blood and blood donation. Thanks for being with me, Melanie. Can I ask you firstly, who does the blood that we donate help?
Thanks, Adam. Yeah, look, the donations that we collect, most of the blood that we collect goes to cancer and blood disease. In fact, 34% of the blood that we collect go to those patients.
Yeah, okay, so cancer and blood disease is the big one. Where else can it go? What other ailments and illnesses can donated blood help with?
Often people think of road trauma and road incidents, but interestingly, that only makes up 2% of the blood that we collect. So other patients that we collect blood for is for fractures and joint replacements, pregnant women and new mothers and young children are also on at the top of our list.
Yeah, cool. And what about the plasma? How does the plasma help people?
Look, when we collect blood, when we do a whole blood donation, we get the red blood cells, plasma and also platelets. And plasma is a sticky yellow component that we do collect, and that can be used for 18 different types of life-saving treatments. Some of those include immune deficiencies, liver or kidney disease, and also in tetanus injections.
Yeah, very interesting. So when you're donating blood, there's a certain period you can't donate again. Am I right in thinking you can donate plasma a lot more often than blood?
Absolutely. Plasma donations can be done every 2 weeks, whereas whole blood is every 12 weeks. So if you've got a spare hour during the, you know, the coming weeks, particularly over the next couple of long weekends, please, please come in and donate or call Lifeblood on 131495.
And are there bookings available at the moment? Can people just walk in? Because I know last time we spoke to Lifeblood, there were a lot of cancellations because people were sick with COVID and isolating and that kind of stuff. Is there still plenty of windows open?
Absolutely. As you know, we've got 4 donor centres in Tasmania. We have Burnie, Devonport, Launceston and Hobart. And as you said, it's 1 in 2 people are cancelling appointments at the moment due to COVID and isolation. So yes, there is plenty of appointments available, particularly over Easter. Our Burnie Donor Centre is open on Easter Saturday and Easter Monday, and Devonport's actually open on Easter Monday as well. So we are happy to take walk-ins at the moment.
Perfect. And I can say as a donor, it's kind of fun too. You get snacks and you get to find out where your blood's going and you get to find out your blood type, and it's also sort of a free test to see if you're healthy.
Absolutely, and I'm not sure that people know, but after you've donated blood, you actually get a text message to let you know where your blood has gone and what lives you can be saving. It could be a local hospital or anywhere in Australia. So please, please, we're seeking new donors and existing donors over the next few weeks.
Get donating if you can. Thanks, Melanie, for joining us. Melanie of Lifeblood Tasmania.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now, anywhere you are, on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Welcome to Thursday. 8:06, coming up this hour, there's a Easter egg hunt happening on Saturday in Burnie. We'll find out more about it from Matt Grice of One Agency Burnie. Chorus Kings is on the way as well. Call and sing for your chance to win. Birthday book, get your birthday shout-outs in now at cfmtaz.com.au. Also next, I'll talk about this. Netflix has added a new feature, and they've added it just because of a Saturday Night Live comedy sketch that recently aired, making fun of one little part of Netflix that annoys some people, especially in the evening. You want to watch a movie in the evening, maybe you want to know something that you didn't previously know or you couldn't easily find. But now you can because of this sketch that made fun of it. That's next. I'll talk about it.
Adam and Ari for breakfast. Stream them now at cfmtaz.com.au.
I'm sure we've all been there in the evening, especially on a weekday or something. You just want to watch a movie that's sort of light and fluffy and a short runtime. And sometimes it can be hard on these streaming services to find the films that have the short runtime. You've got to go through and find each of their runtimes before you click play. Saturday Night Live recently made a sketch about this.
These days, when I sit down to watch a movie, I can find just about anything in the world. But night after night, there's only one kind of movie I'm always looking for, and that's a short-ass movie.
Ain't gonna sit here and watch no long-ass movie.
Found a flick about to pick it, but right before I click it, I look down right below the line, and that's when I see the runtime. 3 hours, 27 minutes? Bro, you must be crazy. No thanks, I'ma watch a short-ass movie like Driving Miss Daisy.
I'm not pushing P, unless it's under 2 hours, like Lion King or Batman, or R3 Austin Powers.
I heard the Batman was great, so I went to a theater and saw it. I my pants twice, that was longer than The Hobbit. Give me that short-ass movie.
I actually watched Liar Liar last night for that very reason, because it was short and light and fluffy. Me and the GF were going to watch something else, but we decided on Liar Liar because it was shorter, it's a weekday evening, and they actually mentioned Liar Liar in that sketch. But after this sketch aired, Netflix tweeted about the sketch and said, good idea, and now they've actually added a streaming new category on their streaming service for their subscribers titled Short Ass Movies. So now you can go to short-ass movies if you feel like watching a short-ass movie. And that's all thanks to a comedy sketch on SNL. So cheers, SNL.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
Wake up in the morning.
On 107.7 CFM.
Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me. Happy birthday to me.
Got some birthday shout-outs this morning, 7th of April today. First of all, Annika is on the phone at 1300 655 922. Annika, who's your birthday shout-out for?
It's for my mum, Shana.
Happy birthday, Shana.
Yeah, from Annika, and I hope she has a great day.
Oh, thanks, Annika.
Thank you.
All right, the rest of these have been submitted through the website, cfmtaz.com.au, so they're all in the draw to win $50 to spend at Peppermint Parties in East Devonport. We have Carolyn Archer from Don. The Big 50, happy birthday to me. So to Carolyn from Carolyn. Also from me, Adam. Happy birthday, Carolyn. Kai Hutton from Devonport. Happy 9th birthday, Kai Dougie. We hope you have an amazing day. Lots of love, Mum, Dad and Mason. Katrina Hovington from Port Sorell. Mel Moore, bring that fighter back, Mel. We've got your back. Love you infinitely. Always your sister, Katrina. So I think this is for Mel from Katrina, but she's written it as for Katrina. So to Mel Moore, bring that fighter back, Mel. We've got your back. Love you infinitely. Always your sister, Katrina, and Mum and Dad, Charlie, and the kids? The fur kids. The fur kids. Another one from Mel Moore from Port Sorell. Happiest birthday to the one. Don't sell yourself short, Mel. You're stronger than you know. We have Keelan Billing from Devonport. Happy 15th birthday. Love from Mum, Jazz, Cody and Ellie. Shana Prissel from Penguin. Happy birthday, Shana. Love from the Langhams. And Hudson Raduns from South Sprayton. Happy 8th birthday, Hudson. Have a great day. Love always, Dad, Katie, Bailey, Blake, Brax and Archie. Remember, if you know someone celebrating a birthday, get the birthday shout-out registered at cfmtaz.com.au.
Adam and Ari for breakfast on 101.7 CFM. Call 1300 655 922.
We're chatting today about strange and unusual diets on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania and on the phones at 1300 655 922. After Mark Wahlberg revealed that he was drinking glasses of oil to put on weight for a new movie role. So in celebration of that, we've been discussing all things strange diets. Cameron on the Facebook page has just posted the seafood diet joke. So cheers for that, Cameron. We've heard this morning about grapefruit juice diets, bread and butter diets, all meat diets. So keep them coming in at 1300 655 922 and at CFM Tasmania on Facebook. Coming up, we're finding out about the Easter egg hunt that's happening in Burnie on the weekend from Matt Grice from One Agency Burnie. Also, Chorus Kings on the way. Call and sing for your chance to win.
Take them to the
chorus.
La la la.
Chorus keys.
Sing it. All right, 1-300-655-922. Call up, sing for a chance to win. So I'm going to give you the line of a song. You give me the next line, and if it's the correct line, you'll go into the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics, local, just like us. And we'll draw that tomorrow for Prize Giving Friday as well. So the phone number is 1-300-655-922, and the line is this. And then what happens in the song? Please tell me at 1-300-655-922. Don't need permission to land, need the next line of the song is what I need. What's the next bit? At 1-300-655-922, it's Chorus Kings.
Take it to the chorus.
La la la.
Chorus Kings.
Sing it. Sally from Ulverston is on with me to play Chorus Kings. Just before we play, Sally, this morning we've been talking about strange diets. Have you ever tried out some strange diet?
I probably did when I was in my
20s. Did you? You experimented in your 20s, you could say.
Yeah, the old detox diet.
Ah, yeah. What did that entail?
This terrible drink you had to drink. It was awful.
All right. Okay. Sounds like a lot of fun.
Yeah, it was great.
All right, Sally, I'm going to give you the line of the song and you give me the next line. And if it's correct, you're today's chorus king, okay?
Wonderful.
Here we go. Go, Sally.
I don't want to rock, DJ.
Let's check the tape.
I don't want to rock, DJ.
She's done it. You're today's chorus king, Sally. Nice work.
Awesome, thanks.
You're in the draw for $50 to spend at Leading Edge Electronics. We'll let you know tomorrow if you've been drawn the winner for Prize Giving Friday.
Sounds great. Have a nice day.
Adam and Ari for breakfast.
It's fine. It's fine with me.
Once again, we're not on the same page, Adam.
Call 1-300-655-922.
With me on the phone is Matt Grice from One Agency Bernie. Thanks for being with me, Matt. Tell us all about this Easter egg hunt happening on the weekend.
Hi, Adam. How are you going?
Yeah, going good.
That's good. Yeah, so this Saturday from 10 a.m. we have our annual Easter egg hunt, which will be held at the Bernie Park. We have all ages up to 10 and over, so it should be a really good day. We're hoping for good weather. We've got a sausage sizzle, coffee van, ice creams. So if you're looking for something to do Saturday morning, come along and have a great morning out.
And any cost at all?
The Easter egg hunt is free, however, the sausage, sizzle, coffee and ice cream will be at your own cost.
Yep, and even though it's free, do we have to register or let people know we're coming because of COVID or anything like that?
No, we're pretty lucky with that. We've had the Bernie City Council that's helped us with all our planning. It's pretty good. We just sanitise and social distancing. They're the main things we have to watch out for on the day.
Perfect. And how many eggs are we talking?
We've got around 15,000.
Oh, are you serious?
This is chock-a-block.
15,000?
Yes.
Wow, I was not expecting 15,000, so that's a lot. So if you head down there, you're pretty much guaranteed to be getting an egg, aren't you?
Definitely.
So how well are they hidden? Are they going to be hard to find?
Yeah, so we've got it happening underneath some trees, and there'll be hay bales, and, yeah, the kids normally run wild and have fun there.
Yeah, perfect, and absolutely free. 15,000 eggs are going to be down there. What happens if any get left behind? Maybe they'll people will be finding eggs for a few days to come?
Yeah, we'll probably give them out within the community, keep okay. All our staff happy in the office.
Yeah, that does. That will keep them happy, won't it? Oh, thanks so much, Matt. That sounds like a great event happening this Saturday from 10 till 12 at Bernie Park. And you did hear correct, 15,000 eggs involved. So if you go down there, you're going to find an egg, I reckon. Thanks for telling us about it, Matt.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast. Listen now at home on the iHeartRadio app.
Good morning. Hope it's been a good Thursday for you so far. It's Adam and Ari for breakfast without the Ari. Today, we've been talking about strange diets after Mark Wahlberg talked about the diet that he was on to gain weight for his new role in Father Stew.
I wasn't eating anything that you would think, oh my God, I get to sit on the couch and eat ice cream and, you know, pizzas and Cinnabons. It was, you know, a dozen eggs and a dozen pieces of bacon. two baked potatoes, a porterhouse steak, two bowls of white rice, and a glass of olive oil. But none of it was fun. There's nothing worse than when you're full from the last meal and you have to eat again.
Ooh, a glass of olive oil with his meals. That's intense. But this morning we've been talking about strange diets on the Facebook page at CFM Tasmania is where you can find that. Also on the phones at 1300 655 922. This morning, Mysterious Mel was telling us about the grapefruit juice diet.
My parents did once. They went on a grapefruit juice diet.
Right, so what does that mean? They only drank grapefruit juice?
That would sort of go with you and your poo talk yesterday.
Is that what happened?
Yeah, it must make your bowels work quite well. So
right.
You're losing weight when you're peeing.
How does
it works really well. Really well. You're not allowed to stay on it too long.
Yeah.
You're losing like 10, 15 kilos in like 3 weeks or something.
Right.
And you're only allowed to do a couple of, maybe twice or something in a row, and you've got that big break. You're not allowed to do it too often.
Yeah, and so does it work? Does it work?
It works well, but it tastes terrible.
Yeah, and you only drink grapefruit juice. That's it. Nothing else.
No, of course not. You've got to cut out a lot of. You eat a lot of everything that you'd eat every day, but you've got to cut out a lot of sugars and things like that.
Right.
But in saying that, it's just sugar out of your tea. You can substitute with sugarines and things like that. But no, you still eat good food, but you've just got to drink a lot of grapefruit juice.
And Naomi chimed in with this diet tip.
Pregnancy.
Pregnancy as a diet.
Yeah.
Is that because the baby eats all your food in there?
No, I had that sickness with both of the kids where you're just always sick all the time and anything you do eat, it just comes up. And I lost heaps of weight, and with Harry I lost like 20 kilos.
Yeah, okay. So you're recommending getting pregnant because it makes you sick, and so anything, you can eat whatever you want because you'll sick it back up.
Well, not always. Sometimes you just can't be bothered eating because you know it's going to come back up. Maybe you should try that one, Adam.
I'll do my best. I'll see what I can do. Yeah, leave that one with me, Naomi. And Sally from Ulverston said...
I probably did when I was in my 20s.
Did you? You experimented in your 20s, you could say.
The old detox diet.
Ah, yeah. What did that entail?
This terrible drink you had to drink. It was awful.
Keep the conversation going at CFM Tasmania. Coming up here, Guy Sebastian, Linkin Park as well, but this is A Craze featuring Cherish, Do It To It on CFM.
CFM's Adam and Ari for breakfast.
That's me done for the day. I'll be back tomorrow morning from 6 for Prize Giving Friday.
Prize Giving Friday!
They'll give it to you.
Yes, there'll be goodies galore tomorrow, so join me tomorrow. It'll also be Friday Live tomorrow before 8 o'clock every Friday. We'll get a local talent in to hear some of their music and have a chat with them. Tomorrow, it's the Bush Babes are going to join me. Now, they've got one final gig at Penguin Beer Co. this Saturday. Then they're off. So they're off to travel the country, I believe. We'll find out more tomorrow, but it's one last chance to hear them on the radio and to see them this weekend out at Penguin Beer Co. So that's tomorrow for Friday Live. Remember, if you do want to get involved in Friday Live, just go to cfmtas.com.au, go to the show's pages, click Adam and Ari for breakfast, and click Friday Live. You can hear all the previous Friday Lives right there, and you could submit your own work to be played on the radio. And we might have a chat with you on the radio too for Friday Live. That's CFM's Friday Live. And that's coming up tomorrow. So join me tomorrow morning from 6 up next to Keisha as your workday hits. Bye.